Hello, this is Shibuchi Aryan, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is July the 25th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Isaiah chapters 28 to 30. Jesus Christ is our sure foundation. We read in Isaiah chapter 28 verses 16 like this. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not act hastily. The prophecy in Isaiah 28 verse 16 is God's plan and promise concerning Jesus Christ as the only foundation of hope for escaping the wrath to come. This foundation was laid in Zion in the eternal counsel of God. This foundation is a stone firm and able to support His church. It is a tried stone, a chosen stone, and approved of God. God promises to lay in Zion a precious cornerstone. The Messiah is the tried and true cornerstone of God's kingdom. The apostles and the New Testament writers have clearly identified this cornerstone as Jesus Christ. Here's a few verses that would verify Jesus Christ to be the foundation and the cornerstone of the church that He has established on the earth. We read in Psalms 118 verses 22 and 23 like this. The stone which the builders rejected, which is speaking prophetically about Jesus Christ, has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. We read in Romans chapter 9 verse 32 and 33 like this. For they, the Israelites who rejected Jesus, stumbled at that stumbling stone. As it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and a rock of offense. And whoever believes on Him will not be put to shame. We again read in Romans chapter 10 verses 9 to 11 like this. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scriptures say, whoever believes on Him will not be put to shame. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 11. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. We read in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19 to 22 like this. Now therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Finally, we read in 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 6 to 8 like this. Therefore, it is also contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on Him will by no means be put to shame. Therefore, to you who believe, He is precious. But to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble, being disobedient to the word to which they also were appointed. Thus we can understand clearly that God has established Jesus Christ, the Messiah, as the only worthy object of trust, a sure foundation. Those who rely on Him never need to be scared regarding the future. Those who believe in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior will find Him as a sure foundation. To those who reject Jesus, He will become a stumbling stone who will seal their fate to eternal death and judgment. Under His reign, everything will have to meet the test of justice and righteousness, and His judgment will sweep away every false object of trust.